Broadcasting from the sprawling metropolis of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, this is a slightly twisted opinion. Greetings and welcome to the broadcast. On this particular episode, I'm going to ramble on and rant and rave about nothing in particular, which is nothing unusual. But first, let me start off by describing my morning coffee trip to you. See, every morning I have this ritual. I go to the local Dunkin' Donuts, get an extra large coffee with cream. Thank you. And on this particular morning, I was in the Dunkin' Donuts, and in front of me was this lady with her kid. Kid was probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years old. And she was leaving it up to the child to decide what type of donut that he would like. You know, it starts off, you know, mommy asks the little boy, would you like a chocolate frosted donut? And, well, the kid couldn't decide. So mommy inquires, would you like a strawberry frosted donut? And, nah, the kid can't decide, but now he's resorted to picking his nose while thinking about it. So then mommy asks, would you like a jelly-filled donut? No, that really didn't suit the kid either, as he was picking the snot out of his nose. And, you know, just staring at the case of donuts in front of him as if he was in front of some sort of a pastry deity. So then mommy inquires, oh, maybe you'd like some munchkins? No, that didn't suit the child either. And he's like, you know, looking very eagerly. And mommy asks, would you like maybe a muffin? A chocolate chip muffin, maybe? And, oh, the little boy, no. He's, you know, he still can't decide. And, you know, he's no longer, you know, picking his nose. Now he's scratching his ass. And it's like, kind of doing a little dance, you know. Oh, well, maybe you'd like a blueberry muffin, mommy asks. You know, and meanwhile, I'm standing there waiting. You know, I've got places to go and things to do. I'm an adult. You know, I have a life to live. While, you know, her child prodigy here can't figure out what donut he would like. It's like, you know, I'm now I got my phone out. I'm looking at my phone, you know, trying to buy a casket online, because by the time I get out of Dunkin' Donuts, that's going to be my next destination, 6 foot under. So, you know, and then it's like, oh, you know, well, maybe let's look at the donuts again. You want a powdered donut? And finally, after much consternation and thought process and, you know, deciding, the kid settles on a chocolate frosted donut. And I thought to myself, oh, hallelujah. Finally, I'm going to get my coffee. Finally, this little lovely little boy has decided he wants a chocolate frosted donut. But oh, no. My misery has not yet ended, because now he is faced with the decision of a beverage. Yes, what would you like to drink with that? Oh, mommy asked, would you like some apple juice? And oh, the little boy's looking at the case of beverages, and oh, yeah, he's picking his nose again. Oh, and then mommy asked, no, would you like maybe fruit juice? No. I'm thinking, why don't you get him a double macchiato with caramel and marshmallows and extra sugar? Why don't you try that out for size? So this continues on. It's like, oh, would you like milk? Oh, now we got a major conundrum. Now we got two decisions in one. Would you like chocolate milk? Or would you like plain milk? Oh my God. Oh, yes. You know, at this point, I'm getting ready to throw my credit card on the counter. And I was like, look, buy the kid everything in the case and let's get on with our day, okay? Because obviously he's too stupid to decide this on his own. But no. Finally, we settled on chocolate milk. Oh, I nearly dropped on my knees and wept. Oh, finally, you know. And it's like I finally got up to the counter and I got my coffee. And, you know, there is some poetic justice here because as the child left with his mommy out in the parking lot, he dropped his donut on the ground. Yes, indeed. I thought to myself, yes, there is justice. So, what is the point of my little story here? Well, the point being, I mean, I'm not trying to sound like a jerk. Well, actually, I am a jerk, but anyways, since when have we left it up to kids to make all their own decisions? I know it's this new thing now where apparently if you don't let kids think on their own, they're going to grow up emotionally stunted and you not be able to function in life or something. I don't know. But you know what? Those of us in the adult world who get stuck in line behind these people, we need to be going about our day. Okay. Our lives can't stop because you have to let your kid make up his mind what he wants, and he can't do it. He or she can't do it. You know, little Johnny or little Betty don't quite have the intellectual capability, all right? You know, it was like when I was a kid, and my mom took me to Dunkin' Donuts, and it's like there was no choice. I usually got a chocolate frosted donut. If I was really good, I got two chocolate frosted donuts. And like a hot chocolate or something. I wasn't deciding it. My mom decided it because you know why? Because my mom was paying the bill. Okay, my mom was putting out the money for the product. So she decided what I was going to get. Now, this didn't stunt me emotionally. I've grown up to be a fairly normal adult. Of course, that would depend on your definition of normal. But, you know, it's like, you know, if you got a whole bunch of people, if you're in a place like Dunkin' Donuts, you know, or someplace else where, you know, you have to get something for your kid, and it's like a line of adults behind you, don't wait, make all of us wait while you have your kid decide what he or she wants when they clearly can't decide. You know, this has happened a number of times with not only myself, but other people I know. So let's take the decision-making out of the kids' hands, at least at that point in time. You know, they can decide later on in life what they want to do with things, but not right now. We got things to do. Thank you. So anyways, as I sit here in our little studio, which, as I've mentioned before, I think is a converted broom closet, still waiting on my assistant Philippe here to bring me my other set of notes for the broadcast, but apparently he's doing something. I can't find Philippe. He's down the hallway somewhere, which is normal for him. He hangs out with other people and makes me jealous, really. I don't know. So, but as most of you know, this the big game, the Super Bowl. Well, I guess we're not supposed to say Super Bowl. I guess the NFL has like a right to ban us from saying Super Bowl. We have to say the big game. Like, okay, whatever. I'm not really a football fan, so I really don't care either way, you know, what you call it. So, you know, they claim it's the biggest one-day spectacle in sports. Well, no, it's not. I mean, the biggest one-day spectacle in sports is the Indy 500. Sorry, that's the bottom line. But anyways, so the only time I take a passing interest in the Super Bowl is when the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl. As you know, I'm originally from New England. So naturally, you know, if the Pats were there, yeah, I'll watch it. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, be stuck to the TV. I'm not going to throw one of these Super Bowl parties and, you know, all this good stuff and, you know, redecorate the house in football colors and whatever they do. So, yeah, you know, I'll watch under those circumstances. But I, you know, this year Well, most people don't care anyway, so the two teams involved, it's like, yeah, all right, whatever. But being a New England fan, I am still amazed that as we approach the Super Bowl, or the big game, how people still ramble on about that Tom Brady incident and the deflated ball. Well, that's another thing. It's not really a ball. I don't know what you call it, but it's not a ball. A ball is supposed to be round, not oval-shaped. But anyways, people still ramble on about that. And it's like, you know what? Get over it. Okay? Get over it. A little FYI here. People have been cheating in sports since sports began. Now, I don't know what you want to call whatever happened with Tom Brady, whether it's cheating or whatnot, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. I don't care. But since people have been competing with each other, people have been cheating. Okay? No matter what the sport, what the activity, and 95% of them have gotten away with it. I mean, let's look at the famous one-game playoff in 1978 between the Red Sox and the Yankees, where Bucky Dent hit a home run, which was a pivotal home run in that game, and he made that home run with what he later admitted to was he used a corked bat. Okay, you cannot use a bat with cork in it. That's against the rules. That's cheating. Houston Astros recently have come into some criticism for apparently cheating as of late. Apparently stealing signs from between the catcher and the pitcher and the opposing team and whatnot. Yeah, it happens. There have been many other athletes, I guarantee, probably some very famous ones, who have cheated and gotten away with it, and no one was ever the wiser. But let's stop here. Let's bottom line this, and let's analyze the science of cheating, okay? It's not just athletes or sports. It is somewhat of a natural human compulsion to cheat, or let me put it this way, to take the path of least resistance. I mean, let's start off with a biggie here. Here in the United States, many people cheat on their taxes. Okay? Many people out there declare their dogs as dependents. Okay? Now, granted, dogs are dependents. I mean, it costs a lot of money to have a dog. You know, there's vet bills, there's food, there's all that good stuff. So technically, yes, they are dependents. But you can't declare them as such. But people do. People cheat on their taxes in other ways as well. So, you know what? You might call it creative financing, creative accounting, whatever. It's still cheating. You're doing something wrong. What about applying for a job? How many people out there have lied about their credentials or their ability to get a job? Yeah, that's cheating. Because what this person has done by lying on the job application is they've cheated someone else out of that job. Someone else who was probably more qualified and somebody else who probably needed that job. Plain and simple. But because someone cheated and lied on their job app, they got the job. So, let's return to sporting events and sports for a minute here. Let's bring it down a few notches from the big leagues to kids. How many parents out there who have money or good jobs or whatever, they got good jobs because they cheated on their job applications, but how many parents with money and the financial resources have spent time and they have sent their kids to like special coaching classes, special tutoring for the sport, special lessons on the side for the sport, so their kid can excel. Isn't that cheating? Isn't that using an unfair advantage to help your child gain an upper hand on someone else in a particular sport, whether it be Little League or whatnot? And there are parents out there who do that. They hire coaches for their kids, private coaches. Now, there are other parents out there who can't afford private coaches and private lessons so their kid can excel. So, you know what I say? It's cheating. If you're doing that, you're helping your kid get that advantage in that Little League team, you know what? You're cheating. And, you know, aside from sports, let's not even get into marital infidelity. Oh God, I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. You know, there's a whole 3-hour episode right there on that. But you know, there's a lot of cheating that goes on any which way with that, from, you know, sexting with someone else who isn't your partner, or flirting with someone else who isn't your partner, to doing the nasty with someone else who isn't your partner, and all that good stuff. You know, just a bad scene all around. But again, humans will do this. Doesn't make us bad. Doesn't make us evil. It's just sometimes in the competitive world, we do whatever it takes to get to the end, and to get to the end first. Because, you know, that's all that really matters, right? Well, not really, because now you get a participation trophy. So really, cheating isn't required, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so you can, even if you finish dead last, you can still get a participation trophy, which is nice. You know, something to put on your desk or whatever. So the moral here is, you know, let's get off of, you know, Tom Brady's case. You know, it's done, it's over, yada, 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 yada. Let it alone. There's no perfect athletes out there. And like I said, some of your big names out there, I guarantee they've cheated every now and again. So, you know, let's not all be angelic and pure, because, like I said, we all do it to one extent or another. So, but anyways, that's my ramble on that one. So, you know, yes, had to get that off my chest. Thank you. So moving on here, looking at my notes, interesting little news tidbit that I read the other day. Apparently, I guess it was in Wisconsin, the police out there pulled over the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile in a traffic stop. And now you all know what the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile is. It's that vehicle that is a giant hot dog in a bun with wheels. And they drive it around the country, I guess, promoting the brand or something or whatnot. But the cops in, I guess it was Wisconsin, pulled over the Wienermobile and issued the driver a warning. I guess he failed to stop or something. And so, that's kind of tragic and funny all at the same time, really. But yeah, so the Wienermobile was caught doing bad things in Wisconsin. I mean, is nothing sacred? But while on the subject of corporate funny motor vehicles, here in Pennsylvania, there's a chain of convenience stores called Turkey Hill. And they have this gigantic plastic cow that's kind of like an icon. And they put this giant plastic cow on a trailer and they tow it around the country. Recently, they were actually looking for an applicant for the job of driving around the giant plastic cow. And hopefully none of the applicants cheated on their applications. But, yes, there's this giant plastic cow. If you see that giant plastic cow out on the roads, it's from Turkey Hill here in Pennsylvania. It's not a mutation. I mean, at first glance, you look at this giant cow, it's like, holy hell, what is that? Oh, yeah. But no, it's just, you know, so. Now, also, coming up very soon is Groundhog Day. Yes, Groundhog Day. When Punxsutawney Phil, that groundhog right here in Pennsylvania, he comes out of his hole, and if he sees a shadow, we have, you know, like another billion years of winter. And if he doesn't see a shadow, it means I need to order my Speedo earlier this year. So, now, if you've ever seen this event, when the groundhog comes out, the groundhog does not actually come out of the hole, okay? There's a bunch of guys surrounding the hole in suits, okay? And they grab hold of this poor groundhog, and they literally pull him out of the ground, okay? I mean, this isn't a groundhog emerging in late winter. This is more like a mafia shakedown. Okay, that's what this looks like. It looks like a bunch of mob thugs grabbing this poor slob and dragging him out of his hole, you know, to get him to confess as to how much more winter we're going to have. Well, he's usually wrong anyways. I mean, the groundhog is never right. I mean, it's like, you know, one year he predicted early spring. We had snow out the yin-yang for the next month and a half. So, you know, I think really the groundhog should be, like, retired or something, or, you know, or maybe the mafia should leave him alone. Just saying, you know. And there are, I guess, other communities here in Pennsylvania that actually have their own groundhog thingies or whatever. And, I mean, none of these groundhogs are, like, you know, Punxsutawney Phil. You know, they don't have near the PR, but so it's all kind of strange, really. It's right up there with the guy who predicts the weather with jars of bear fat. Don't ask me any more about that, because I guess, you know, bear fat will tell you what the weather is going to be. So I don't know. I just don't know. You know, if I want to know the weather, I'd much rather watch these weather people, especially the weather girls. You know, they're scantily dressed. They're wearing a shirt that's like, you know, five sizes too small with the cleavage bulging out. You know, that's how I want my weather delivered to me. That right there, that's the ticket. No other way but that. So the clock is rapidly winding down here on this episode. Almost time for me to be moseying along. Philippe has finally returned to the studio. Thank you, Philippe. Thank you for coming back and handing me my notes when I'm almost ready to sign off. You're, again, more than ample. Anyways, so as I mentioned, we got some good stuff coming up in the next few weeks, so you definitely want to stay tuned. Actually, Philippe is in the process of researching some of that material. Isn't that right, Philippe? Yeah, he's looking, he's on Wikipedia now. But anyway, so some good stuff coming up. I want to remind you, if you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, please feel free to do so. Because, after all, it is free to subscribe. So, just saying. Also, for all of you who are going to be watching the big game, please enjoy yourselves. Try not to eat too much. Try not to drink too much. And try not to, you know, get violent if your team doesn't win, which would be really bad to do that. So, and remember, no cheating at your Super Bowl party. Don't do that. You know, don't try watering down the nacho dip or something. That wouldn't be right, because they'll be talking about that for years after the fact. So just keep that in mind. All right, I've babbled enough for today. So anyway, time for me to go, you know, get ready for the next episode or something. So thank you all for listening. Hope you have a great day, and be well. And see you next time. Bye-bye.